Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Kuf Hei in Maseches Ksubis. We're beginning Perek Shnei Dayane. I'm zocha to learn this with you in the old city by the Kosel HaMaravi. There was a tremendous amount of simcha around here yesterday, remembering the zchus of coming back after 17 years, that really no Jew was able to come to daven near the Kosel HaMaravi. Baruch Hashem, we now have it back, and I hope that Klal Yisrael uses this Makom HaKadosh for Kedusha and to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to Mimikadei Shem Shemayim. It's a schlis to be able to learn with you from here. Our Perek is going to be dealing with special gzeros that were made by Batei Dinim. Particularly, we're going to discuss the topic of Mizonos and the halachos of when a woman needs to make a shavua. That's going to take us through the description on Kuf Hei Amud Aleph, that's going to describe the different dayanim that were in Yerushalayim, what were the motivation to the fact that these dayanim were called, as our Mishnah and our Perek is described, as Shnei Dayane Gzeros, two dayanim of Gzeros. The Gemara will also discuss other dayanim. Then the Gemara will discuss Hilchos Dayanim, particularly the prohibition for a dayan to take bribes. And the Gemara will talk about different psychological phenomenon. For example, the phenomenon Ein Adam Roe Chov L'Atzmo, that people generally don't honestly look at their shortcomings, and many other halachos that are part of the rubric of Shochat and the psychological phenomenon of Shochat. So let's Be'ez Hashem begin. Shnei Dayanim Gzeros Hayim Yerushalayim. There were two dayanim who created Gzeros in Yerushalayim. The Gemara will tell us what their motivation was, create Takanos vis-a-vis Gzeros in Yerushalayim, and at what period this took place. The name of these people were Admon V'chanan Bar Ben Avishalom. Tosis points out that we can't be talking about the wicked Avshalom because of the phenomenon of Chazal, Shem Rishoyim Yirkov, based on the Pasuk in Mishle, that we don't say over any Torah of a Rasha. So if this is Avshalom, so then in such a case, that someone Choshuv, like the father of Chanan, would carry the name. And therefore the name is not Avshalom, but rather is Avishalom. And Tosis points out that that is another name. The Chanan ben Avishalom. Chanan Omar Shnei Dvarim, Admon Omar Shiva. Chanan taught two things and Admon taught seven things. Let's take a look about their takanas. What were their takanas? Mishalach l'mdina sayam v'ishto tovas mizonos. If somebody goes to a foreign country and his wife wants to collect mizonos, there's a chiyuv for a husband to support his wife, particularly when he's away, as we learned previously in the Masechta. So Chanan amar tishava b'sayf v'loy tishava b'tkila. Chanan says that she swears after she collects that she didn't take anything more than she was supposed to. V'lo tishav b'tchilan, she doesn't take a shvua at the end. Nechluku alav b'nei Kohanim Gedolim. However, the sons of the Kohanim Gedolim disagreed. V'amru tishav b'tchila u'besof. And they said that a shvua is made both in the beginning and the end. Amar Rabbi Daisa ben Hurknes, Kidivrem, Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Yofamar Chanan, lo tishava ela b'sof. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai concurred with Chanan and said that the shvua is only made afterwards. Analyzes the Gemara. Uruminhi, I want to clarify, says the Gemara, exactly who are these dayanim and what was the reason that they began to make these takanas. Uruminhi, we seem to have a brisa that contradicts what we said before. Shloisha dayanim gezelos hayibu Yerushalayim. Number one, there were three dayanim that judged gezelos, not gezeros, but cases of gezela in Yerushalayim. Admon ben Gadoi v'chanon ha-mitzvi v'chanon ben Avshalom. So we have two contradictions. Kasha tlasa trim. So number one, were there two dayanim or number three, or were there three? Kasha gzeros ha-gzelos. Was the motivation particularly gzelos, or for some reason there was some type of gzeros? Says the Gemara, bishlema tlasa trim lo kashi. You could say that there's no contradiction between three and two. The chashiv lei ktani, the lo chashiv lei lo ktani. Whatever was significant, we mentioned, which is two, and those which were less chashiv, which was the third, that we don't mention. Ela gzeros ha gzelos kasha. But when it comes to gzeros and gzelos, that there seems to be a contradiction. Was it gzeros or particularly gzeros? Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, shayigozrin gzeros al gzelos. The answer is that there were gzeros that were made vis-a-vis gzelos. Kidasanya, as we learned in a braisa, kitma netiya, if you have a planting that was cut off. Rashi explains that this case appears in Bava Kama Nun Chesam Abeis, that a behemah that went into someone's rishus and did damage, and he knocked down a sapling of a tree. How do you estimate that damage? Rabbi Yossi Omer, Sir Rabbi Yossi said, Gozre Gzeros of Yerushalayim, those who made the Gzeros in Yerushalayim said, Netiya bas shnasa shtei kesef, if it's a year old, it's 2 kesef, bas shtei shanim arba kesef, if it's 2 years old, 4 kesef. So that's this idea that they were gozring gzeros al gzelos. They make gzeros on cases of damages. Uriminu, but nevertheless, there still is a contradiction. Uriminhi, there still is a contradiction in terms of who these dayanim were. We learned in another braisa, shlosha dayanik gzeros ha'ibushalayim, Admon v'chanon v'nachum, that some said that the third one's name was Nachman. Amar Rav Papa, Man Tana Nachum, who said that the third one's name was Nachum? Rabbi Nassan he. It follows Rabbi Nassan. The Sanya Rabbi Nassan Amar, Af Nachum Hamadi, Bigoz Rexer Shabir Shalayim Haya, Veloho de lo Chachamim. This was a running disagreement between Rabbi Nassan and the Chachamim, whether there was a third Dayan whose name was Nachum Hamadi. Asks the Gemara, is this the only amount of, this is the only number of Dayanim in Yerushalayim, Vesuleka, are there no more? V'amra Pinchas Amra V'yoshia, Shloish Meyos V'tishim V'arba Batei Dinim HaYerushalayim. There were 394 Batei Dinim Yerushalayim, Kinegdan Batei Knesios, and there were that amount of shuls, Ukinegdan Batei Midrashos, and there were that amount of yeshivas, Ukinegdan Batei Sofrim, and there were also that amount of schools. Here you see that the source to refer to a school as a Beit Sefer, because Rashi here refers to it Lilmot Tinokos, while a Beis HaMedrash is a place for Mishnah and Gemara. Answers the Gemara, Dayanin Tuvahavi. There were many Dayanim, and there were many Dinei Torah, and there were 394 Batei Dinim. V'chi Karmina, but what our Mishnah, the of Brises, are talking about, Agozrin Gzeros Karmina, specifically talking about those who made Gzeros. Amar of Yehuda, Amar of Asi, Gozer Gzeros Shebi Yerushalayim, those who made Gzeros in Yerushalayim, Hayinotlin Scharon, Tishim V'teisha Mana Mitrumas Halishka. Their payment was 99 Mana from the Trumas Halishka. Lo Ratsu Mosifin Lahem. If they weren't happy, they would add to their salary. Ask the Gemara, Lo Ratsu Atu B'Rishiyaskinan? If they're not happy, are we talking about Rishayim? That they would take more than they're entitled to, Rashi says, more than they need? Ela Lo Safku. Whatever they were making for some reason was not enough. Afal Pisha Lo Ratsu. But even though they didn't want to take more, Masifin Alehen. They would add to their salary if it wasn't enough to support their family. The Gemara now mentions another thing in regards to the payment for Dayanim. Karna, there was a Dayan by the name of Karna, Havashaku Istira, Mi Zakoiv Istira Michaev. He would take a Sela from the one who was proclaimed innocent and the two litigants, and the one who was proclaimed chayiv to pay. So now we're going to get involved with Hilchos Shochad. Is Vidon Ludina, so after Rishakal Istaria, which is an amount of money, it's a Sela, from either one, he then judged it in Torah, asks Gemara V'hechi Avid Hachi, how could he do such a thing? V'aksiv, the Pasuk says, V'shoichad loisikach, that you're not allowed to take bribery. Says the Gemara, V'chitei mahani milihecha delo shakal mitarvai. Maybe bribery is only when you don't take from both of them. But if you take from both of them, then it's just a fee. Says the Gemara, Dul ma'asi latzluye dina. The prohibition of shochad is due to the fact that a person is going to bend the din to the side of the person that gave him the money. Karna, But in Karna's case, even the Shakum Mitarvayi lo asu l'tzlu yedina, he's not going to bend the din. Asks Gemara, is that the correct criteria for the prohibition of Shochad? V'chi lo asu l'tzlu yedina mishari, if we're not afraid that he's going to bend the din, automatically it's permissible. V'atanya, we learned in the Braisa v'shoichad, l'isa ikach ma talma loimar, Pasuk says, you shall not take bribery. What does the Pasuk say? What does the pasuk mean when it emphasized that way? Ma talmud omer im lelamed shelo lezakos es hachayiv shelo lezakos lechayiv es hazakoi, not to